Hi everyone, we are the Gooders, people who do good. We help people dealing with life challenges and empower them to help others. Today, we are hosting Brit Skutina. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
This podcast is brought to you by CirclesUp.com, the go-to place for life challenges like grief, divorce, cancer, etc. In every episode, we speak with an inspiring person who moderates an audio chat room for people dealing with the same life challenge. We will tell their story and the story of the members of the group. So thank you, Brit, for being here. I really look forward to hearing your story.
So 9 years ago, I got divorced. 9 years ago in October. And it was, like other people say all the time, nothing I'd ever imagined for myself or thought I would ever have to deal with. No one in my family had ever gotten divorced. So this was a very foreign concept to me and my entire family. And getting divorced was the most interesting, challenging, devastating thing that I'd ever come across as a 28-year-old. So I was relatively young and had never lived alone. So moving out of that house and moving into an apartment as an extrovert, living alone for the first time, was shocking. And I remember the wide range of emotions. At first, it was maybe a little exciting that I had some independence and could do the things I want to do and kind of forge this new path. But that quickly dissipated when reality actually set in. And I remember like sitting on the floor of this apartment that I don't know how I could have afforded at the time and just eating a lean cuisine, watching Sex and the City, thinking I was like now Sarah Jessica Parker, you know, on my like quest for freedom and independence and just being like, oh my God, what just happened? And because I left my marriage with nothing, like my mom had to come down and buy a mattress for me to sleep on, a TV to have in my house, which I couldn't afford cable for. I was working this job that I was doing like 12 to 14 hours a day. And I was just like, oh my God. So I was just shook up and got really sad, real sad, like couldn't get out of the bed sad. I lost all my friends in the divorce. They all stayed friends with him. I lost all my money. I lost this lifestyle that I loved and was very into. And so all of that kind of just got taken away. So not only had I lost like this person that I was married to, but all of these other things that at the time I thought kind of made up who I was and lost my identity. And I just was just so sad and just really grieving the loss of everything. And it all kind of came crashing down and I didn't know how to deal with it because this was 9 years ago and podcasts didn't really exist back then. And you had to go to the library to like check out a book and who wants to leave their bed crying when they to go to the library to check out a self-help book and circles didn't exist. You know, this connection that we have now online, there was nothing like that. And no one in my family could help me because they had never been through it. My mom had been doing divorce counseling for children from a practical state mandated, you know, position, but she had never been through it. So she had only seen the worst parts of divorce through her work and tried to support me and help me, but couldn't really, because unless you've walked this path, you don't really know. And so, you know, with no friends to talk to, a weird relationship with my family and just feeling bad and sorry for myself, I was like at rock bottom, just really, really, really down. And so I decided to make some changes and I quit my job, which now looking back, oh my goodness, with benefits, you know, a full-time job. And I said, I'm going to start my own business and I don't care. And I couldn't even afford Wi-Fi in my apartment. So I had to go down to the leasing agents like lobby and use their Wi-Fi and drink their orange peel Tazo tea. I'll never forget. Like every time I drink it now, it takes me back to that place. And I would sit there on my laptop and just say, okay, somebody's going to like hire me. And I was doing at the time graphic design and social media management because that's what I was doing in my full-time job. And I was like, done. I'm going to do this for myself. I can do this. And it was like crickets, like no one was hiring me. And the days were like ticking down and my savings account was ticking down. And I was like, I have to pay for a car and an apartment. I have to do this on my own now. And this one day, this girl reached out on Facebook and she said, "Hey, can you design a logo for me?" And I just, I mean, I remember just sitting in the floor of this leasing agent's lobby, just tears, because I was like, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I can do this. And that, God, and I wish I could like reach out to her. I'm going to do that and say thank you, because that was all I needed, was one person to believe in me. And it brought all the belief and resiliency and strength and self-worth like back to me, because I was like, and that $90 logo changed my life. It changed my life. And it just set me on this quest and this journey to like learn about myself and learn about what just happened and relationships and divorce and friendships and all the things. And so I just kind of like started rebuilding from there and learning. I was like a little sponge. I couldn't get enough of like how we exist and how we connect and how we can do that better. And so fast forward to now, I just got remarried in September in Italy, and I met the most amazing human being in the world. He's so wonderful. And he's divorced and he's healed and he's beautiful and learned about himself. And now every day I get to wake up and help others that were in my spot 9 years ago that are like, but what do I do now? How do I put the pieces back together? What do I want out of life? What is my purpose? Who am I? And how can I love myself and my life again? And I just couldn't thank my situation anymore for what it was and what I, and the pain I felt and what I went through, because now like I'm on fire and I like love life and I love people and I love connecting. And so I, as I shared with you earlier, have turned my mess into my message, and I am thankful for divorce. And I believe that divorce is a gift. You just have to know how to open it up.
Yeah, wow. Wow. That's so inspiring. Wow. So inspiring. Thank you. Thank you for sharing like in such a vivid way that I really like it, really helps connect. Even though I think that, you know, only people that've been through that can get what other people can get. Like it felt almost like that. I really get what you're going through. And like the first question, and it's not like first question that pops in mind for me, you mentioned your new relationship and that he's divorced as well. I'm kind of like immediately ask myself, do you think that part of the way that you guys connect in such a deep way is because you had the same life experience?
I think it's not about that we were both divorced. It was about we both did something about being divorced. And I think we didn't know each other at the time, obviously, when we were getting divorced. But we were on this like parallel journey of discovering what just happened and kind of like patterns and habits and how to improve that. And really being introspective and looking at ourselves and our lives and what we would want for our future selves. So that was what was so attractive about him. And the idea of him is that he had taken the time to heal too.
Amazing. And do you think that kind of like this is like for people that are going through a life challenge and like reflecting what they went through, do you think this is a mandatory thing to in your healing process? Or you think that do you need to reflect in order to have like a meaningful healing process?
You have to. It is the basis of what your life is going to become. Because I think if you don't stop and reflect and understand what happened, whether it was something you did or your ex did, you have no knowledge to move forward and improve and grow. And I'm a big believer that anything that's in your life that's bad or feels yicky or ill or ucky, it's just pointing you to what you would prefer to have. And so it's our jobs when we get divorced to look back and say, I don't like how I was treated, or I don't like how I treated them. Or, I don't like this about my past marriage. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to walk in the other direction. And it may not be that simple that you just make a change like that, but it at least points you to what do you need to address in your own life or in your future relationships in order to have a different outcome and not just getting back into the same relationship over and over and over. And I think that's why, you know, the divorce rate gets higher as the more marriages you kind of accumulate. It's more likely you're going to get divorced because people aren't really dealing with what they need to deal to before they hop back into another relationship or a marriage. So.
Yeah. So it's more of a mindset than an actual. So going back to the minute that you sat there on your new apartment and realizing that you're not necessarily it was there, but when you realize the moment that you realize that you're a divorcee, which is, as you said, it's like a new identity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got the flu right after I had, you know, got divorced and moved into this apartment all alone, living alone for the first time in my life. I get the flu. My parents live far away, so they couldn't just be there. And again, I'd lost all my friends. So I remember having to drive myself. I went to like the Minute Clinic at the Kroger across the street because I didn't have insurance because I just quit my job. Timing. And I remember them doing the test and they were like, yeah, you have the flu. And the nurse practitioner like wouldn't let me drive home. She said, do you have somebody that can come get you? I lost it because I was like, no, I don't have anyone that can come get me. I just got divorced. I lost all my friends, you know? So then I like spill it to her and she let me lay there for a while and she knew I lived across the street. So she let me drive home, but it was that bad to where I couldn't do anything for myself. And I felt helpless and it hit me that like, you're alone and it's on you now and you've got to do this and you got to buckle up and say, all right, it's me, myself and I, and I'm going to make it happen.
Oh, it's such a moment, huh? Like,
yeah. And you're sick and have a fever and you're delirious anyway. So,
so you got better in so many ways. So,
yes. So many ways. We're back on track.
So, getting better, like you decided to dedicate your life to help other people, and you're doing an amazing job there. So can you share with us, like, was it a moment? Was it like a part of your journey that led you to become your message, as you said?
Yeah, I think, you know, from the time I was a little kid, when people asked me what I wanted to do, it always involved helping people. I didn't know, like, I could never define exactly what that was, and I went through many iterations in my life of helping people, but this is the one thing that I just can't wait to get up and go do. And while there's a lot of sad stories and heavy emotions and big concepts that I deal with every day, I can't get enough of it because I just know how bad I needed it. And if I can just, I always thought if I could just help one person feel relief or confidence or joy after their divorce, then I've done my job. And so now I get to do that every day. And I just, wow. I'm lucky that I get to work with all of these people.
But you could have been a nurse, a doctor, you know, there's like so many professions out there helping other people, mm-hmm. but you chose your life circumstances to be like the path that you take.
Yeah.
Any thoughts about that? Or?
Yeah. I mean, no one, because I think what's so important is that no one teaches you this in school. Mm. You learn, you know, about parallelograms and the quadratic equation and, you know, things that are like, am I using that? No, I need to know about the value of a positive mindset, how to deal with challenges that come up in your life. You know, these practical tools and strategies that you can use in every area of your life, especially when you're going through something that's so traumatic and life-changing like divorce. And so, yes, I could have been a dentist. That's what I wanted to do as a little kid, but I would have only fixed cavities. Now I can literally work with somebody one-on-one and change the trajectory of their life and give them hope and joy and find peace of mind and give them structure in a way to move forward when they feel stuck and alone and devastated. And so to me, that's worth more than any job title or whatever somebody could get from being any other helping profession. This is it for me. And, again, I'm just so grateful that I get to share my story and experience and knowledge and pass that on to other people who need it.
Yeah. Amazing. So you're helping other people in different ways. One of them is as leading audio rooms or moderating audio rooms on the Circles app. which is like audio rooms that people can get into and keep their anonymity, share their story, get advice, hear other people's story and so on. Can you share with us like one or two members that were kind of like members of your room, and what do you think they got their story, and what do you think they got out of it?
Yeah, there's one that I'm probably going to cry talking about it, because this happened last night, and a guy came to our room, and he said that his wife decided the week before Christmas that she was done. She didn't need him anymore. And he had to tell his kids that night, they were going to tell their kids that night that they were getting divorced last night in my room. And he was like, does anyone have advice on how to tell these children this in the best way, in a healthy way? Well, luckily there had been a guy in my room that had worked in crisis management. And so he spoke up and said, here's, we dealt with this a lot. Here's my best advice. He said, now this was, you know, several years ago. He said, but people and kids are kids. So here's my advice. So he gave them like basically a script to say, and I added on, you know, my opinions, and another guy got on that's a dad. And he said, yeah, that's great. That's what you need to do. That's basically what I said to my kids, and they took it great. And it, you know, it was really helpful. And you could just tell like this room of 12 anonymous strangers, I don't even know where they were in the world, were sitting there and like supporting this man and cheering him on and encouraging him and giving him the words that in that moment he didn't have, because it was so, it's such an emotional thing to have to tell your children that you and your spouse are getting divorced. And there's just that fear and uncertainty there. And we were able to just kind of rally around him. And in that moment, give him this encouragement and these words to share with his children. And he was literally going to get out of that circles room and go tell his kids. So I begged him to come back this week and tell us how it went and give us some feedback. But my goodness, it just like in that moment, I was just like, he needed us and we needed him. And it was so beautiful that you have created this platform like this to where people can anonymously say, hey, I'm not doing okay. I need help with this. I'm struggling. And he even said, like, I've been so hesitant to come forward before and ask for help or speak up. He said, but I know I need it now. So, man, that was just mind-blowing and heart-wrenching and just beautiful all in the same moment.
And I'll tell you what I'm hearing. I'm hearing also that it was so meaningful for the other people in the room as well. Like, think about them, like being able to share, to support, like it's so empowering for them as well.
Especially I think because in this divorce space, there's a lot of women creators and coaches and outlets for women. And I think men, and I hear this a lot because I work with men too, is that they don't feel like they are as supported and that there's that many options for them. So it was amazing last night to have all these strong men being vulnerable and saying like, this is what you need to do. I've been through this. It's tough, but you can do it. And here's how to do it. And like, really just to kind of come together. It was like, I want to bottle that up. You know, it was so nice and just really pleasant.
Well, Britt, I wish we could stay longer and chat more. I think it's really inspiring, like your story and the support you provide to people is really inspiring. I want to thank you for, first of all, for being here, but also for supporting so many people and being meaningful in such so many people's life. Just keep on doing it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And keep on doing what you're doing too. It's really helping.
Thank you so much.